welcome to a SearchCloudStorage.com podcast. I'm Rachel Kossman, and joining me in the studio today is Arun Taneja, founder and consulting analyst at the Taneja Group. Hi, Arun. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Rachel. Good to be here.
In part one of this podcast series, Arun and I sat down to discuss primary storage in the cloud, why cloud storage is primarily used for DR and backup, the technological advances that have made primary storage possible in the cloud, and why cloud gateway solutions are essential to storing nearline data in the cloud. Today, we're here to further discuss the placement of primary data in the cloud. One great example of primary storage being put in the cloud is document collaboration or file sharing. Arun, can you explain to our listeners why the cloud is such a good option for file and document sharing?
Absolutely. So it is definitely a very good use case for cloud. But I will say straight off that certain clouds have built-in technology to enable collaborative sharing and others that do not. If the others that do not, you can still use them for collaboration purposes, but then that technology has to be built in a gateway. And I'll give you examples of both. So in the case of Nervonix, for example, where they have 8 instantiations of the cloud around the world, they have done it in such a way that the namespace looks like it's one. So if you put a file in the cloud that's actually located in California, I'm just using these as examples, and perhaps the customer signed up for also the data to be kept in the East Coast cloud. Well, in that case, automatically when the file is updated in California, that file is updated in the New York cloud. So these two files are effectively kept the same. And if somebody accesses a file from the New York cloud and that file is being updated on the California side, well, then the New York person will actually have to hold until the two files are synced up. So the hard work, the heavy lifting, has already been done by the cloud vendor in this case.
Okay.
And that's Nervonix in my example. So that's classic collaboration. Users can ask for a file no matter where they are in the world, and they know that they're going to get the fresh file. They can do updates from whichever cloud that they're interacting with, knowing that that update will actually zap itself to all of the other cloud locations. Now, so that's the technology done on the cloud side. When you don't have that capability, which is true for a majority of the clouds in the industry right now, in that case, you may have to use or you have to use a gateway like Panzura. Now, Panzura has actually created a global file system, which effectively takes care of this namespace issue that I described. So they're doing the heavy lifting and ensuring that the data that's visible in California is the same one that's visible in New York City or Tokyo or whatever the other cloud would be. Okay. So the customer has to be careful. It's not an automatic given that just because you have a cloud that you can do collaboration.
Right.
You have to look under the covers to make sure you've got the right solution.
Great. That's really interesting. So we know from our last discussion that cloud gateways alleviate latency issues. But what kind of service level should people expect when they're placing their primary data in the cloud?
Very important consideration, of course, because of what I said earlier, that you know you cannot just automatically use a cloud for primary storage purposes. You have to have a gateway. So once you have the gateway, like a StorSimple, and there's, by the way, there's a few other examples in the industry for gateways that can actually make things look like primary storage, but there are few and far between. There are some examples one can check out, but you have to be careful that they do have a full variety of storage applications that come with it, because otherwise it would not feel and look and behave like primary storage that the customers used to in their data center. Now, what kind of service levels can you expect from that? If it is built in this method that I described for StorSimple, then the service levels that you can expect from that Because of that built-in caching and data deduplication and compression and snapshot and so on and so forth, you should be able to essentially displace practically all Tier 2 applications and practically all Tier 2 storage. So very important to understand, if you've got a Tier 1 application and you have a Tier 1 storage today, and whether that's VMAX from EMC or VSP from Hitachi Data Systems or you name it, IBM 8000 series or Dell's top product line, in that case, do not think of cloud for primary storage purposes. It is not at that level at this stage in time, if it's going to get there ever.
Okay.
But for Tier 2 types of applications and for Tier 2 type of storage, which means EMC VNX, which means HDS's AMS product line, and a whole series of other Tier 2 type of storage, the cloud can, in fact, become a primary storage repository for you to the extent that the service level that you get from local storage and from cloud will be about the same.
Okay. Well, that's really great to know. Thank you so much, Arun, for being here with us.
Not a problem, Rachel. Enjoyed it. Thank you.